Take another deep breath and relax. Now begin to imagine, sense, or see yourself surrounded in brilliant white light. This is the light of the heaven world, and in its presence you are safe and secure. Your angel will help you bring this light completely around you. And when you are surrounded by the white light, imagine or feel your crown at the top of your head opening. And as your crown opens, slender tendrils or fibers from within your crown center begin to reach up toward the heavens. And like long, slender branches, they reach up through the ceiling and beyond. Up through the sky and out of our atmosphere. Beyond our solar system, up into the great reaches of our universe. Connecting you to all the stars and beyond, to the divine, to spirit. Feel your connection to the light, to the divine. Allow yourself to be consciously connected to the heaven worlds, to your source. Feel the expansiveness and the limitlessness of your connection to the divine. Now breathe in the brilliant white light of spirit down through your branches and in through the crown at the top of your head. And allow this light to flow through your whole brain and down through your head and neck, down through your shoulders, and down your spine into your heart, where it fills your heart center. And then allow this divine light to flow through your whole body. Take another deep breath and relax even more deeply. Now bring your attention to the soles of your feet. And imagine or feel roots beginning to come out of the soles of your feet and out of the bottom of your spine, at your tailbone or sacrum. Feel your roots growing down through the floor, going deeper and deeper into the earth beneath you, until your roots reach the very heart of Mother Earth, where they are securely anchored. Feel yourself strongly connected to the center of the earth. Now again, imagine that you can breathe through your roots. And as you breathe in, draw up through your roots the stable, secure, strong energy of our Earth Mother. Draw her energy up through the soles of your feet, up your legs, up your spine and into your heart, where the earth energy fills your heart center. And then allow the earth energy to flow throughout your entire body. Now, as you breathe, breathe in both columns of energy at the same time, up through your feet from the center of the earth, and down from the heavens through your crown. And allow the earth energy and the spiritual energy to blend at your heart center. And then allow it to flow throughout your entire body. All of the body systems. All of your organs and cells. And to the atomic and subatomic levels. Continue breathing in this energy down from the heaven world and up from the center of the earth. You are now securely anchored between heaven and earth. Spirit flowing into matter, matter rising into spirit. You are now grounded and centered, a unified human being. And then when you're ready, just become aware of your breathing pattern and feel your heartbeat. And notice the sounds in this room. You can wiggle your toes and fingers if you'd like. And then just take a deep breath. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Everybody back? How did that feel for you? Did it work all right? Okay. I know, I got some furry roots that kind of looked at me and decided you wanted to come over. So when you're grounded, You're fully present in your body. You can call on any aspect of your being to serve you at that point. You're open to your spiritual connection, but you also are walking really connected to the earth. You're not halfway in and halfway out or out there in airy fairy land. Or you'll find that you have much more clarity of mind when you're in a grounded state. You can do several tasks at once and know exactly what's happening with all of them. Your recall is much more rapid and it's much more accessible. Your memory banks are much more accessible. The body feels secure. It recognizes that it is fully connected with spirit as well as the earth. So generally, even if you're in something that you might even think of as threatening, you can find ways to deal with the situation that you may not even think of. If you're in an extreme state of fear or have no ability to think clearly or can't even think at all. One of the places that I use being grounded a great deal is when I'm doing healing work for people, either in the hospital situation or if they're sick in their bed or whatever. No matter how fearful the person is, if I'm holding a fully grounded presence in an expanded way in their presence, it seems to help them be calmer or be more open and receptive to what they want to do with their own process. They just seem to gain more clarity. So what I've learned from this is that when you are a grounded person, you can induct others into the grounded state, whether they know what it is or not. And I didn't really understand that for a very long time, but I've had enough feedback over the years, just being in the presence of people, even in the workplace, who might come to me and say, I just want to stand here for a minute. It just feels really good to be here. I just have like two half walls, and then there's a standard wall here and a wall here. So people come around to get in. I do medical transcription part-time or when they need me. And that's happened a lot in this office, and I think a lot of it is because we have a manager or a boss who very often is not grounded. He is out there, and he just kind of rushes in and stirs everything up, and everybody kind of align with that energy, and they're all very easily stirred up, it seems. So groundedness is a tool that you can use in any place you are in your life. It's excellent. And any kind of spiritual work really does require you to be grounded. Otherwise, you lose touch with this third dimension that we're really called to live and be in this time. And we're just kind of out there. So it's important. Well, I think I'm going to break for lunch. It's 12:15. I wanted to also do some work with the soul, but we're going to take quite a while to do that process, maybe 30 minutes or so. And so if we do that now, we'll run over. And besides, I'm getting hungry. He's back in his box, isn't he? It's funny. And now we're going to do some work with your own divine soul, that part of you that is directly connected with eternal spirit, with your source. Lives and has its life and existence in the heaven world, and it is that part of you which is most like the angelic. You could think of it as your angel self, you might say, your angelic part, your angelic self. It is vast beyond our comprehension to know and understand, and it flows through you and through your spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical bodies and into this existence so that it can learn and expand and develop its own understanding in this realm of existence, this third dimension or this earth plane. And so let's get ready now. A few deep breaths and close your eyes again so that you can have an inner focus. And just begin to move within the stillness that resides within you, that peace that is within your heart. And allow yourself to move deeply within that centered, balanced place. And become aware that within your heart there is all the love and unity that you need to support and nurture you on every level. And now imagine a beautiful light flowing up from within the center of your chest, from within your heart center. And this light is a luminous green, a light that is life-giving and clear. And just allow the purity and the energy of that light to flow throughout your entire body. And then allow that heart-centered light to flow down your legs and out the bottoms of your feet, deep into the earth. And just feel yourself connected, you might say, heart to heart to Mother Earth. And allow this radiant green energy to balance and harmonize every aspect of your being. Feel yourself going deeper and becoming more and more relaxed while maintaining a gentle awareness of your inner process. Now in this centered, unified, and deeply peaceful place, begin to create within yourself a sacred space or a holy temple that is illuminated and suffused with this clear green light. Use your imagination and your intuitive awareness to design this inner temple. This sacred place will take you deeper and deeper into that balance, peace, and love which always through the ages resides within you. And it is within this holy still space that you can make a clear and conscious connection with your true essence. Be still and feel how loved and accepted you are here, and realize that you love yourself as well. Feel that or sense that your emotions are neither right nor wrong, but that they are acceptable just as they are. Experience that deeply within you. And then gently affirm to yourself, I love myself emotionally. I love my emotional body. Now feel or sense that your intellect is loved and accepted, that it is clear and focused, and that you have access to all the knowledge and wisdom you will ever need this lifetime. and clearly say to yourself, I love myself mentally. I love and accept my mental body. Now feel love that is unconditionally accepting sweep through your physical body. Your body serves you daily to the best of its capacity. Accept the uniqueness and wonder of your physical body and realize that the body you have manifested is appropriate for you wherever you are in your life just now. And then speak to yourself, I love and accept myself physically. Now take your attention to the top of your head, your crown center. And as your attention rests there, you realize a brilliant, shining, radiant white light is flowing like a great fountain from your crown up into the spiritual realms and then showering down all around you. Let that light surround and support you in a deep peace and a profound stillness. And acknowledge with reverence, I love and accept my spiritual body. And like a great lotus, imagine every aspect of yourself unfolding, opening, and aligning with your divine essence, your beloved soul. Allow the vastness of the soul level to blend with your personality, your spiritual body, your mental body, your emotional and physical bodies. Here in this inner dimension where all things are possible, feel the unity, the oneness, the limitlessness. Allow that to flow from your beloved soul through your entire being. Sense into the harmony, the peace, wisdom, love and acceptance that is deeper and far beyond any earthly love you will ever know. And allow the divine energies of your soul to pour over and through you. Feel or sense your soul bringing you love and joy and a unified energy of purpose for your life's path. And allow yourself to experience this connection throughout every cell of your body. This is the truth about you. You are a unified energy field, spirit moving into matter and matter flowing into spirit. You are light, spirit manifesting in the third dimension, this earth plane. This deep and radiant connection with your soul can heal any and all areas of your life, past, present, or future. Now express your gratitude and deep affection for your soul, and express your willingness to be open to its energy and wisdom. Feel your openness to what your soul connection is bringing forward for you on every level, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. And if you desire, you may affirm, I am open and receptive to all that Spirit, God, Higher Power, the Loving Universe has for me. I am willing to be changed and expanded, and to trust deeply what my soul desires for me. For I am Spirit manifesting through this body, these emotions, and this intellect. And now allow the love that you are in physical expression to flow from you to your soul, deeply connecting and unifying matter with spirit. Now take this unified energy, the soul connection, and move it back deeply into the center of your own heart. You are a magnificent energy being. See yourself creating your life through the inner guidance brought by this deep connection with your soul. That connection is ever present and unbroken. Simply acknowledge that divine part of yourself and allow it to come forward daily, moment by moment.